What We Do for Love. Carer Trudy Pyle opens up about the challenges of helping her husband Mark through his sight loss journey and the deep devotion that's seen them through. I started seeing Mark when I was 19. Funnily enough, I'd been school friends with his first wife and even went to their wedding. Back then, we'd all go to the pub, and me and Mark would have this ongoing joke about running off together. There was nothing in it, of course, just a laugh. Then we gradually lost touch, until one night, purely by coincidence, I flagged down a taxi, only to find Mark at the wheel. He told me they'd split up, and that's when it all started. By the time I was 22, we'd already had our first son, Christopher, while Ben wasn't far behind. It's amazing to think we have a grandchild now, and we've been married for 30 years. I was left a bit of money a few years ago, so we splashed out on a cruise to celebrate our silver wedding anniversary. We felt we deserved a bit of luxury, especially as our journey hasn't always been easy. Mark was born with a squint, which unfortunately developed into amblyopia, whereby the brain doesn't compute what the eyes see. At first it didn't affect him too badly, but by the time he was in his 30s, his sight was so bad that he had to give up his driving work. Now in his 50s, he has about 15% of his vision left. Mark's sight loss had a huge impact on our family life. For years, he shut down and became severely depressed, even suicidal for a time. It was horrendous. The kids were still in primary school, and I was on tenterhooks all the time. The worst thing was, he wouldn't talk about it. He just kept it all inside. Eventually, he took himself off to the doctors in desperation, crying his eyes out, only for the receptionist to turn him away, saying no one was available. This triggered a flame in me, and I must admit I lost my temper. I marched round there and read them the riot act. After that, Mark received counselling from social services, but he was still completely dependent on me and wouldn't venture out on his own. It wasn't until he became a member of Blind Veterans UK that this changed. I'm not exaggerating when I say the charity gave me back the man I married and helped us both achieve so much more than we could have imagined. I remember our induction week at the Brighton Centre like it was yesterday. Mark wouldn't speak to anyone for the first 3 days. He just felt so low. But then we attended a group session for members and their carers, and suddenly it was as if we were part of a bigger family in which everyone was going through exactly the same as us. It was such a relief. After that, Mark started participating more and more. To see him open up and accept help for the first time was amazing. Even small things made a difference, like the staff getting him to use a talking watch when for ages he'd kept saying to me he didn't want one. Over the next few years, Mark became so much more independent. He got a guide dog and started travelling to London and Brighton on his own. And the staff were so supportive of his interest in photography. They even built him a workshop in our garden and helped him hold his own exhibition. Thanks to all this, Mark ended up setting up a photography group for members, which is still going strong. In fact, it was one of the charity's most attended online groups during the lockdown. The famous photographer Rankin even attended a session. I must admit, at the beginning, all the focus on Mark sometimes left me feeling like a bit of an outsider. But as time went on, the charity started running sessions specifically for us carers. This helped me so much. I'd say it almost saved my sanity, to be honest. For the first time, I was able to build my own network of support. And to this day, I'm still very passionate about supporting other carers. I've facilitated many carer discussion groups and helped organise carer breaks and craft activities. I've learnt that having something for myself makes all the difference to our marriage. Sadly, as the saying goes, you just never know what's around the next corner. And last year, we received the devastating news that Mark has an aggressive form of cancer. The treatment has been brutal, but safe to say the Blind Veterans UK community has been amazing, especially our team leader, Colin, who visits often and has been a great support to us both. It's been the toughest time imaginable, and we don't know what lies ahead. But I feel so proud that I've been there for Mark through everything life's thrown at us. I know I'll continue to take care of him to the end if I can. It's what we do for love, and I wouldn't have it any other way. A few months ago, we went out for some fresh air and a gentle wander round the shops. At one point, Mark disappeared off, and I eventually tracked him down in the local jeweller's. He was buying me a locket for when he's gone. After all we've been through, here we are, still together, still in love, and in the end, that's all that matters.